Hey, what's happening, folks? Matt Richards here, and welcome to the Complete Marketer Podcast. Hope everybody is good and well. So today I'm going to sort of just be honest with you all and drop the whole coach thing, drop the whole you guys are here for me to inspire people, and drop the whole sort of, I'm any better than anybody else, and just be totally honest and raw about this whole thing to do with life and business. Because I think sometimes this is required. I think sometimes when people go online and they see like coaches or people who inspire other people or influencers, sometimes they forget that these people are human beings, and there's a lot of stuff going on, and a lot of craziness going on, and a lot of things that could be going on behind the scenes that they won't always recognize. And I think sometimes what happens is, in this industry and in life in general, some people seem to think that life is being uncomfortably unfair on them in particular. So today isn't about like sympathy. Today isn't about like trying to get anybody to feel a particular way. It's not about motivation. It's not about business. It's not about sort of, learning to make sales or anything like that. Today is just about telling the truth. And I've had a couple of messages today, and it's funny, there must be something in the air today. Just a couple of people who are really struggling with their mindset. And these are really great friends of mine. These are great clients. These are people that I think a lot of. These are people that I've got, obviously time of the day for, and help and train and coach and all that good stuff. And today I just had to be honest with them. There was like the message to me, like, Matt, have you got any advice for somebody that really falls off the bandwagon? Somebody that feels like life is getting on their shoulders? Somebody that feels like, everything's getting on top? What piece of advice would you give to that person to reset their mindset and get back on track? And my piece of advice is the exact same thing I'm going to talk about today. And you guys can decide whether this is helpful to you or not. There's a comment section for that. But this is the thing. When I signed up to do these podcasts over 500 episodes ago, I always said to people, I'm just going to talk about what's relevant now. I'm going to talk, because every single day I'm coaching and training people. So what is better than talking about problems that are happening right now? What is better than talking about the stuff that people are struggling with now? I can always talk about stuff that's happened in the past, but at the end of the day, it's not always relevant to what's happening today in today's day and age. So with mindset and with struggling and with frustration and all that type of stuff, sometimes in life, you've just got to ride the roller coaster. And this is pretty much the advice that I gave this person. Sometimes in life, you just got to ride the roller coaster. The way life works is there is always something around the corner that is going to happen. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's a family member's health. Maybe you've had a certain challenge. Maybe you get made redundant. Maybe you have financial issues. Maybe you get hit with a big bill. Maybe your car breaks down. Maybe something happens to somebody you know. Maybe your business gets closed down with COVID. Maybe you're in lockdown, so it affects the amount of money you can make. There's always something going to happen in life. And if you think back for as long as you possibly can, I guarantee you've always been putting up with problems your whole entire life. Because some people seem to think like you have a good period of life, and then all of a sudden everything goes bad and everything's wrong, and all of a sudden we need to reset our mindset. All of a sudden we need to second guess ourselves. All of a sudden we need to really worry about the situation we're in. But what we don't understand sometimes is that is the way life is intended to be. That is the way life is. It's about ups, it's about downs, it's about challenges, it's about enduring, and I think for as long as I can think, as long as I can think back, there's always been something I've had to put up with. In school, it would have been bullying. I was bullied at primary school. I don't know if anybody's ever been bullied or been in that situation, but it pretty much sucks, Secondary school, I was really self-conscious about the way I looked. A lot of the kids in my school had like six packs and stuff, like you get changed in the PE, and I always had a bit of a podge on me. So I used to look at these people and feel really insecure about the way I looked and the way I felt about myself. And I remember that vividly during secondary school. I'm just picking out certain things here. There would always be something else going on. If I would have thought about the time when I left school, it was when I started to get into martial arts, and I'd already been into martial arts a while. My challenges then was, how am I going to balance work and fitness? I was having to train 6 hours a day and work a day job 8-9 hours a day. So having the stress and the tiredness and the anxiety and all that sort of stuff that brought, then I made some bad decisions as a drug addict, so I was dealing with drug addiction and all that crazy stuff and the problems it was causing me and my family. Then it was building business, the problems with prospecting, messaging. How do I keep my mindset going? How do I keep building business whilst I've got a day job? Then I move into coaching, and it's like, how do you keep on top of your game when everybody relies on you? Because human beings have bad days and challenges and problems. problems. How do you keep delivering your best every single day? How do you stay consistent with the podcast 5 or 6 days a week? There's always challenges, and I've just named a few. Obviously, there's been health problems along the way. We've lost loved ones. We've lost friends. We've lost family. I've had friends who've had terminal illnesses, all that crazy stuff, but I've just selected a few things. But I could think about problems all the way through my whole entire life, and I'm sure you guys can too. If you actually sit down and think what you've been through your whole entire life, I guarantee there isn't been many times in your life when everything has been perfect. And I think some people forget that. And when they reach out to me and they say, Matt, my mindset's in the gutter, what do I do? Sometimes there's nothing you can do. Sometimes you just have to tolerate it. Sometimes you just have to put up with it, because the tough times and the challenges in your life won't last. There will be good times. There will be times when you overcome problems. There'll be times when you overcome your financial issues. There'll be times when your mind feels better. There'll be times when you feel more confident. There'll be times when you feel love. There'll be times when your mental health isn't wreaking havoc like it might be doing so now. And I think this is the problem with so many people, is they think they have to fix things. Sometimes in life you can't fix things. You know, mindset is a constant battle. Mental health is a constant battle. I can relate to this because you guys know I'm totally open and honest about every single challenge that I faced in my life. Mental health is a constant battle. You battle with this daily. You battle with this weekly. You never overcome. It's not like clicking your fingers. It's not like I was depressed once and I'm never going to be depressed ever again. It's there waiting in the lurches to jump back on you when it gets chance. And the way I explain this is it's like an immune system. And if you guys have heard me speak, you may have heard me speak this way before. If you think of your body's immune system and the way the ecosystem's made up, you know, all our surroundings and the environment, there is all bacteria all around us. You can clean your house top to bottom with like the highest level of alcohol, like bacteria killing spray or whatever. There will still be bacteria present. There will still be diseases present. There will still be sort of viruses and stuff floating around in the air that could jump on top of you and make you ill. You know, I'm sure you've experienced times in your life where your immune system's pretty crappy, so you start getting coughs, colds, you start having belly aches, you have cold sores, you have spots on your skin. That's what happens. You know, once one thing jumps on top of you, everything else jumps on top of you as well. And mindset's the same. You know, once you take a hit in life, something bad happens to you, it's almost like everything else around you is waiting to jump on you. Everything else is waiting, like all the bad news and stuff and all the stuff that's been going on that has probably been there all that time is waiting to jump on you. Bit like being a parent. Sometimes it feels like your kids are totally misbehaving, but it could just be your tolerance levels are low. Your kids could be behaving the same way as they behave every other day of the week, but because your tolerance levels are low today, because you're tired today, because you're frustrated today, it feels like it's 10 times worse. So sometimes our problems aren't as big as we think they are. It's just our tolerance to those problems are a lot lower. It's a bit like my friend. My friend's got terminal cancer, and you know, just a common cold is enough to put him in hospital because his immune system is non-existent. Now, if you go back to his life like 10 years ago, before he had all the cancer and brain tumors and all stuff like that, common cold would have been something that he would have just brushed off. Common cold would have been something he put up with on a regular basis because he worked in a public transport job. So he'd have been around that all the time. Now it's enough to put him in hospital. Because obviously his tolerance levels are lower. His immune system is lower. And it's the same thing with your mindset. Sometimes when you just take a hit in life, that's enough for it to feel like the whole world is on your shoulders. And it might not necessarily mean that life is any worse than it was yesterday. It might not necessarily mean that you're going through a harder time now than before. You might even have a better life than you had before. But because you've took that hit, that's when everything else jumps on top of you. And you can watch all the mindset training in the world. You can read all the books. You can do all the mindset reset courses and all this type of stuff. But the reality is there is a certain percentage of life where you just have to tolerate it. You have to put up with it. You have to grow some thick skin and understand that life is going to be tough regardless of how great your mindset is. Regardless of how much money you make, regardless of how famous you are or how many followers you've got on Facebook, none of that shit matters, because at some point in your life, you are going to face hard times. And if you need to take a day to sort that out, you take a day. If you need to take a week to sort that out, you take a week. Don't take too long off. Don't take longer than you need to, but understand that there is elements of your life that you need to overcome and you need to get through by gritting your teeth and getting on with it. If I was caught in the middle of a storm walking home, it's no good me reading mindset books, no good me doing any of that stuff. The reality is I need to grit my teeth and I need to get home. Rain running down my face, rain running down my back, feeling like shit, feeling cold, feeling lethargic. What do? Stand around and feel sorry for myself? Or do I grit my teeth and just continue moving forward? Because eventually I'm going to get to where I need to be. And that is a large element of what life is about, just having higher tolerance. And at times when it's not quite there, don't give yourself a hard time, because good times will come. As long as you keep swinging the bat, you keep going, I guarantee tomorrow, today, next week might not be as hard as it was yesterday. And I think that's the biggest message I got for today. It's not about mindset. It's not about how do you get more confident or any of that sort of stuff. It's just about being a real human being. And I don't think enough people do that in today's day and age. Everything's always about a formula. Everything's always about a strategy or a plan or something to do. And you can always overcome things. You can always change things. But sometimes in life, you've just got to grit your teeth and put up with some of the shit that you might be facing right now. Especially if it's not in your hands and it's out of your control. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I hope this has reached people in the right space. I say, I just speak my mind. I've got no notes here. And this is something I just wanted to speak about, and something just me being raw and honest and no script. And let me know what you guys think. You've got a comment section. You maybe heard about this on Facebook. Maybe heard about this on Instagram. Let me know what your thoughts are today. Did you enjoy today's episode? Did you take something from it? What's your attitude towards being able to, you know, move forward in life despite challenges? Let me know. Guys, have a great day. If you haven't done so yet, follow this channel. Keep up to date with all the latest interviews, trainings, and all that good stuff. And last but not least, click the share button. There might be somebody else who needs to hear this today. Take care, guys, and I'll catch you all soon. Bye-bye.